I'm going to give you two behind-the-scenes things that no one saw, except a few of us. One involves Jay, one involves DJ. First time we heard Dan Quinn talk, for me at least, was he met the staff. Every person, ticket office, administrative assistants, digital media. We got to go in the team meeting room. First time we get to meet Dan Quinn. And then I was like, wow. Yeah. This is all. This guy fired me up. And then there was a Q&A session. Jay asked a really good question. He said, hey, Coach, what are your hobbies outside of football? It's nice to know, we need to know if we're going to have a golf tournament. he likes to fly, fish, or he likes to, hunt. You don't know that. And it was a good question. And normally when someone asks you that, you're like, I like golf. Play trivia crack, things like that. He had to pause for a second. And he's like, He's like, well, this is pretty much it. This is what I enjoy. He's like, I do love my family. We like to get them together.
Yeah.
It's fun when we can. He's like, but it's all about this. This is what it's about. And then he stopped and he said, nephew, there's one thing I like to watch other than football. It's boxing. So put that photo up, if you will. And this is kind of the boxer that is. You see him taking that onto the field, too. But I thought that was kind of cool, Jay, that this guy – He eats, breathes, sleeps football, and you could tell he is ready to take on this challenge. It is, being the 16th head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that you're going to notice about this guy is just how meticulous he is. And I wrote a little bit about this earlier in the week, and that when Quinn was getting ready to face a very high flying Eagles offense at the time, I think in week 12, he had a little bit of extra time. The Seahawks played on the previous Thursday, and he sat down with every single game tape that the Eagles had played by that point. He not only watched the coaches all 22, but he also wanted to watch the TV version of the game, which is kind of rare for a coach. But what he wanted to see is how long does it take for a play to end before they get in the huddle and then get back up to the ball and get ready to snap. And he sat there and he watched that game, all those games, with a stopwatch.
Yeah.
And he was awesome. Averaging it out. It was 17, 18 seconds sometimes. It was 12, 13 seconds. So he wanted his defense to know how fast they have to turn around. It's those little detail things that really set this guy apart. And I think we're gonna see a lot more of that as we continue to go. But this guy took the extra time during that week to watch more film. And that just kind of goes to show what kind of guy he is.
As a former player, listening to the thing that he just did, and when you ask him a question about what's his hobbies, and he has to think about it, that kind of says something right there that this guy is all in. He is all about his business. And then what you said about paying attention to the Eagles is attention to detail. As a player, I remember hearing that day in and day out. You got to pay attention to the small things. You got to pay attention to the details. And that's what you need as a head coach. You got to pay attention to the details, because you're not just worried about, okay, first he started at the D-line. Then he started out as being now he's a coordinator. Now he's a head coach. He has to encompass everything. And if he lets the little things go to waste, then that's when the team goes to go to waste. So understanding that he understands the small things, those are things that really matter. And as a player, you can respect that, and you got to know, hey, he's going to give me everything he's got, so I have to do the same and do my due diligence with his film work, while he's working out. I got to do the same thing.
And you think about knowing, those little things, knowing that you've got 12 or 13 seconds after play ends to get your substitutions in, get your calls in, all those different kinds of things, having all 11 guys know that against a high-tempo offense. I mean, that Chip Kelly offense is just – it's so dangerous, and they're able to get things in very efficiently. Seattle held them to 139 total yards in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible for a top 10 offense to be held to that in their own place, I think.
What's even more important is he won the game before he even got to the game.
Yeah.
Because if you wait till the game and say, okay, they're bringing in 11 or 12 personnel, okay, what's my call versus 11, 12 personnel? Before you knew it, they're up the line of scrimmage about to run the play.
Yeah.
So he already knew exactly, okay, they give me this, I know exactly where I'm going. And that just shows you the attention to detail we talked about and things that you need if you're going to be successful in this league. And he's shown that past couple of years, especially in Seattle with that defense.